This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni.
There's a lot of cultural shaming of rural communities, academic shaming of rural communities. Like, just because people don't have the same opportunity doesn't mean they're any less or aren't capable of the same intellect, aren't capable of the same creativity.
Ashley grew up on the North Carolina-Virginia border. She writes short stories and poetry. Her work is heavily influenced by her background, inescapable yet slipping away.
Place-based writing, everyone likes to throw that term around, you know. To me, it's relationships and people. Where I'm from, place is magical in that literally I grew up in the same county that my great-grandparents grew up in, going to the same church they went to. You grow up intimately not only with the actual place, what it looks like, but also you grow up with the ghost of all the people who were on it before. All these stories going around all the time, and you can't really escape it. There is some guilt of leaving. I try to honor it with what I write.
Ashley shared a poem with us called Hard Biscuits.
If I could make you biscuits, I would. Granddaddy's been dead for 5 years now, still doesn't have a headstone, and there's only one tobacco farmer left in the county. The robbers strewed pictures of Big Mama's family all over the bedroom floor to get to her jewelry. They tried to take the air conditioners. Termites are eating the big columns at church. The choir's forgetting the hymns. Main Street just got a Dollar General and the grocery store closed. Now we drive to Rich Square for hog jaws for seasoning. We cross the river to go to the butcher. We don't cut up hogs anymore. There's only one family down in the curve that still has them. On Sunday, there's less people at the table. At the last cover dish dinner, Miss Furrow made her pound cake with salt. She can't think since her husband's died. Her children moved to places with traffic. We still are afraid of traffic. We shell peas real fast. We wonder when the rain will come. We know God won't give us something we can't handle. His shoulders can carry the burden we can't. I've seen deers get skinned, pulling apart fast, hanging up in a floodlight. The heat comes out like smoke. Mama won't eat deer burgers. And I've never seen my aunt snap a chicken's neck in the backyard, just the flick of a wrist held above her head. We've been frying oysters every Christmas morning on the porch ever since anyone can remember. We don't care to know the number, but it's been since before 1910. When my uncle was dying in his living room, we took turns sitting up with him at night. He told me that he needed me to drive the tractor. Said I was one of the only ones that could get back to all the places on the land nobody else knew about. I want to share my home with you. I want you to eat the biscuits I learned to make and the same wooden bowl my big mama used, the one with the big crack that when you picked it off the table, no flour ever fell through. On the same farm my family bled and sweated, the old mules are buried behind the barn. I picked blackberries down Deer Pass and toted watermelons to the back door. They're all mixed in the dirt I came out of. You asked me to make you biscuits, like it's something I know how to do. The last time I made them, they turned out hard as rocks. I picked up every one of them and threw them at the wall.
That was Ashley Bryant Phillips with her poem, Hard Biscuits.